I want to share in the next 10 minutes what a leader must know. What a leader must know. What a leader must know. There are so many of us, we have been made leaders, we have been appointed leaders. But there are a few things we don't know. But this afternoon, may the Spirit of the Lord enable you to know what kind of leader you are. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. The first thing is that you have an assignment from God. As a leader, know that you have an assignment from God. God has given you an assignment, and you must make sure that you fulfill this assignment before your time. Can I hear somebody say amen? So every leader here, by the time the synod is over, discover your assignment. I say discover your assignment. You see, if you are able to discover your assignment, if you know your assignment, my brothers and sisters, listen, you will not make certain mistakes in life. If you know your assignment, you will not be competing with anybody. Like the general overseer usually says, hallelujah. You will not envy anybody, or you will not envy anything at all, because you know that this is your assignment. This is what God has called you to do, and he's giving you the grace, and you are doing it. Am I talking to somebody here? If I know my assignment and somebody is doing whatever it is, I will not be moved at all. Because at the end of the day, God is the one who blesses all. Praise the name of the Lord. So the Bible says in 1 John chapter 3 verse 8. 1 John chapter 3 verse 8. The Bible says that he that committed sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, or for this reason, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So the reason for which Jesus came was to destroy the works of the devil. Jesus didn't come to multiply bread for people and whatever. Are you understanding me? He didn't come to compete with anybody concerning anything. He came because he was carrying a certain assignment. And the Bible says that for this reason, for this assignment, he came to destroy the works of the devil. And what is the work of the devil? The works of the devil was that he discovered, or he realized, that the glory that was in man, something that was in man, was lost. It was gone. So he had to come and deal with the enemy so that that glory and the honor and favor, or whatever it is, the blessings, will be restored back into the life of man. Hallelujah. So when Jesus came, he did not allow anything to distract his attention. If you don't know your assignment, ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. So many things will distract you in life. Am I talking to somebody? That is the more reason why today you will see somebody, today you say, oh, I am this. Tomorrow I am this. Tomorrow I am this. Listen, the work of God, the things of the kingdom of God, is not testing this and testing that and testing whatever. Know what God has called you to do. Stay in that lane. Stay in that line. Do it very well, and you will see the glory of the Lord. Am I talking to somebody here? So for this reason, the Son of Man was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. He might destroy the works of the devil. So things like, oh, changing water into wine, multiplying bread, and doing this and that and whatever, that wasn't his major assignment at all. Main focus. And as you discover your assignment in life, and you are following the way to fulfilling your assignment, there may be one or two things that will try to come your way to divert your attention. But my sister, just remain focused and finish your assignment. Hallelujah. So in doing this, and he told his disciples that, look, the time has come for me to die, and this and that and that. Then Peter went to him and said, look, master, no. You cannot die. We will not allow you to die, and this and that and that. Then he realized that this is the work of the enemy speaking through Peter to divert me from my assignment. And he said, get behind me, Satan. Hallelujah. So I declare to somebody here today, if there is anything the enemy is trying to do, I command the enemy to get behind you. I declare to you that you will discover your assignment and finish it. And finish it. Nothing will distract you in life. If there is anything that is being planned by the enemy to bring destruction in your life, I command that thing to get behind you. May you discover your assignment and finish it. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. And then in the Gospel of Luke chapter 4 and verse 18, Jesus, at the tender age of his life, enters into the synagogue, and he now begins to declare to the entire world his assignment. The Bible says that he took his seat and he asked that the book of the prophet Isaiah be given unto him. And he turned to where it was written in the Gospel of Luke chapter 4 verse 18. And he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Verse 19. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. 20. And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. 21. And he began to say unto them, This day is my assignment fulfilled in your ears. Hallelujah. So he now entered the synagogue, and then he was telling them his assignment. May people know the assignment of God in your life. May you discover the assignment of God in your life. And may you do that assignment and do it well to the glory of the Lord. Somebody say amen. Acts chapter 9. We know of this story about Saul, who went and collected letters from the high priest to go and persecute, to kill the Christians. And the Bible says, from verse 3, as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what will you have me to do? What will you have me to do? After he had had an encounter with the Lord, now he was asking the Lord, what is your assignment for me? By the end of this synod, I pray that God will reveal his assignment to you. I declare that by the assignment of God, my sister, my brother, you will not make mistakes. If you are yet to discover your assignment, may the Spirit of the Lord reveal that assignment unto you. So as a leader, you must know that you have an assignment. Number two, as a leader, you must know that you have a responsibility to God. You are accountable to God. Praise the Lord. The way you lead your life, your ministry, whatever it is, listen, at the end of the day, you are accountable to God. Your devotional life, your prayer life, your way of ethics, all of it, as a minister, as a pastor, as a deacon, head of department, a leader in the church, know of one thing, have it in your mind that all of your life, every aspect, anything that you are doing, at the end of the day, you are accountable. You have a responsibility to God. Praise the Lord. You have a responsibility to God. And know that people are looking up to you. People are looking up to you. If you fail, you have disappointed the whole generation. If you fail, you have caused great havoc to the kingdom of God. But I see you standing. I see you making it. I see you moving to the place of excellence. It is my prayer that at the end of the day, when you have gotten there, you will also hear, thou good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Thou good and faithful servant. So as leaders, let's watch our ethics, our way of life, And you know that now the spotlight is on you. Oh yes, the spotlight is on you. First, you were not a leader, you were just whatever. So it was like, oh, but now, hallelujah. First, when you were walking and, you want to wee-wee and things, so you can just stand and then you are just, but now, you have to, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The way you used to eat and things and whatever, now it is not so. It is not so at all. Praise the Lord. Everybody is watching you. The way you talk, the way you carry yourself. When it comes to argument with people and whatever, ladies and gentlemen, now it is not like that. Praise the Lord. Because if you should do anything, people will be disappointed. But it is my prayer that the excellency of the Spirit of the Lord will be seen in your life. And the Bible says that of Daniel, an excellent spirit was found in him. May an excellent spirit be found in you. May an excellent spirit be found in you. Am I talking to somebody here? We have a great responsibility unto God. Unto God. Unto God. Your family, the church, your whatever, unto God. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. So let's try and put a few things of our lives together. Let's try and put a few things of our lives together. Because listen to me, we are precious in the sight of God. You have no idea the value that God has placed upon your life. You have no idea the kind of boasting that God is making concerning your life. Hallelujah. So if you should do anything, ladies and gentlemen, you will really disappoint God. But I pray that you shall be found as perfect or excellent in the sight of God. Somebody say amen. Number three, what a leader must know is that he has a divine call. You have a divine call from God. You have a divine call. God has called you for something specific. A divine call. And by this divine call, it makes you an outstanding, or it distinguishes you from others. It makes you an astounding person. It means that between you and your colleagues, your friends, and whoever, ladies and gentlemen, you stand out very, very, very clear. Hallelujah. You are an astounding person. That is the more reason why, because they know that you are a pastor and you appear at a place, they give you that kind of respect. They give you that kind of honor. Amen. Years ago, some of us were like nothing. Oh, you should see the way they treated us in the family and whatever and this and that and that. As for me in the family, everybody from mother to everybody, they have all beaten me before. If there is something, I should do something, my father will beat me first, then my mother will take over, then this one will take over, this one will take over. Everybody, because of one thing, everybody will beat me. Ah. Oh, beat me, treat me anyhow. Sorry. But now it has changed. It has changed. The story is different. Amen. It is different. You should see, when I appear in the family and things, it's a different thing altogether. Hallelujah. And because of that, me too, I have put some kind of some small pride being on myself. Just say, me tre me hook a crazy and things. Hallelujah. Yeah. Anytime there is something appear, you should see the respect and things and this and that and that. These are people who once upon a time, they will put you in between their knees and give you knocks and things. Today you can't put me there. No, if you put me there and I raise my voice, something will happen to you. Today they call you, oh, pray for us and this and that and that and that and that and that. Hallelujah. Why? Because they know that I have a divine call. You also have a divine call. It doesn't matter whatever you because of the divine call, you are outstanding. Am I talking to somebody here? So that is what you must know as a leader. Praise the Lord. Number four, as a leader, you must also know that you are endowed with spiritual gifts. You are endowed with what? Spiritual gifts. The gifts of preaching, the gift of teaching, the gift of word of knowledge, the gift of whatever, the gift of the Spirit, of the Holy Spirit. You are endowed with it. You are endowed with it. Even though there are some talents and whatever it is, my sister, the gift, the spiritual gift of the Lord, they stand more clearly than those talents that you have. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. And that is the more reason why you should not be shy to demonstrate this spiritual gift wherever you find yourself. Amen. Don't be shy. If you go to a place and they say, oh, we want a pastor to pray or whatever, and they call you and you are shy. No, don't be shy at all. Don't be shy at all. Because that is what God has given to you. And finally, number five, a leader, you must know that, as a, you must know that you are chosen by God. You are chosen by God. And for that matter, you are a representative of God here on earth. Can you imagine? You are a whole ambassador seated here. Oh yes, you are representing God here on earth. It doesn't matter your background, whatever. Whether you used to be the last in class, or the zeros and the half over 20 and whatever. Look, it is nothing before God. You are the chosen ambassador. I say you are the chosen ambassador. And when it comes to you becoming an ambassador of God, there is nothing like you presenting your CV before the Lord. The CV that God needs from you is for you to be born again, which you have. And for that matter, you have become more qualified than anybody in the family. Am I talking to somebody here? So you are an ambassador of Christ here on earth. And because of that, whatsoever you decree, heaven will make it happen. I say heaven will make it happen. So know that you are chosen by God. You are a royal priesthood. You are sanctified. And you are blessed. Amen. I say amen. And you are here to establish the agenda of God here on earth. To make sure that the agenda of God here on earth is established. Praise the Lord. You go and ask those who are representing their various countries at certain places. America, wherever, all those people, where they are, the Americans who have been sent here, sent to Kenya, or the British who have been sent. You go and ask them. They make sure that they establish whatever of America at wherever they are. In the same way, may you also establish God's kingdom here on earth. And because of all these, because of all this, that you have an assignment, and that number two, you have a responsibility to God. Number three, that you have a divine call. That number four, you are endowed with spiritual gift, and you are chosen by God. Because of all this, you must tell yourself, I can never fail. I can never fail. And failure, listen, this afternoon, I remove failure from your life. I say, I remove failure from your life. You are the one that God was talking about in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 4. Put it on the screen. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 4. Put it there. Then the word of the Lord came unto me saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before God put you in your mother's belly, he knew you. Hallelujah. It is not your class teacher or your headmaster or the remarks of your headmistress and the headmaster that will determine whatever it is about your life. It is the agenda of God concerning your life. I knew thee. I knew thee. God was saying that, look, even though at the end of the term, you will be the last, you will write your O level, and then you will fail. Your A levels, you will fail. You will give up, and this and that and that. Even though this and that and that, despite all whatever, I know you. Hallelujah. So by the time he was forming you, preparing to put you in the womb of your mother, he said, oh, look at the great apostle. Look at the great man of God. Look at the great woman of God. A time is coming, I will consecrate him. I will consecrate her. I will ordain him or her into the ministry, because this is the chosen of me. I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. Just as God has worked on you. That is why the Bible says that henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Know we no man after the flesh. So don't judge me by my past. Don't judge me by my past, because I am a different person. Hallelujah. One day I went and visited my sisters. You know, for a long time, I don't, you know, they live together. So they have been seeing. So once in about 2 years, 3 years or something, then I go and visit them. Yeah, oh yes. Sometimes we speak on phone and things. Oh, and Osofu, won't you come around? We want to come and visit you. Oh, are you coming? Well, I don't have the time. This, that, and so many things. So this time around, I went. Then we were talking. Then they started talking about past things. Hey! Then they were talking about, those days when mommy is baking the bread, then you would steal the bread and this and that under your pillow and this and that. Then one of my sisters made a remark. He said, hey, I remember one time he was even going to school. And mommy was baking the bread hot. He took the bread, broke the bread into two, flattened it, put it in his pocket here and there. And when they were talking to him, he was trotting. And they asked him, why can't you stand and listen? Oh, by the time they realized, oh, I said, don't remind me of my past. If if you look, if I show you this portion of Matthew, I hear red bread. Hallelujah. Hot bread. Put it there. And I'll say, "Mommy, I'm ready to go to school." And he said, "Oh, stand and talk to me." I said, "Oh, I am in a hurry. I am in a hurry." Then one of us said, "Ike brode we kotoku and bro." Just said, "There is some bread there." Hallelujah. But we have been sanctified. We have been sanctified. Then one sister of mine, and the second born said, It's like that day, you know, I don't know, they were just talking about. Then he said, I also remember those days when you send him to go and buy yokogari, rice and, beans and gari, or wache and things. When he goes to buy the thing, by the time he brings it to you, he has eaten half. Yes. Because I will come, I say, this thing, when I take it, they will eat all. Don't give me some. So I will sit down. Then I will eat, I will eat, I will eat. When I finish, then I shake the thing. And I will drink it. I say, "Hey, today's thing is small." I said, "Oh, the woman herself is not there. It's another woman, so I don't." Mercy. We have been sanctified. We ask the Catholic priest, we eat all the communion. Then we'll call him. The communion is finished. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Sacristy, we'll go Saturday when we are hungry. Then the communion. How many of you have been Catholics before? Yeah, we have the small one, the one that we give you here, then the big one. Yeah, then we'll eat all, put it together. When you put all together and you eat, that is sweet. And they have some wine. But when you drink, your face will be going like this. Yeah. Then we'll drink and eat all. Then we'll send message. "Oh, Father, whatever, the thing is finished. When he's coming, he'll bring another one." Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Amen. So he sanctified you. And listen, he says, "I ordain you a prophet unto the nations." So God has ordained you as a prophet unto the nations. May you discover this calling of God upon your life. May you know that you are chosen of the Lord. So you cannot fail in life. You cannot fail in life. After this synod, I see you succeeding. I see you making it in life. I see you prospering. I see you fulfilling your God-given assignment here on earth. The Lord strengthens you. The Lord empower you. The Lord causes his grace to find you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.